This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, December 6, 2022. We will finish 7a Zion Aleph, the third session, the blue text. So we're in the middle of trying to prove that our Mishnah was talking about a gina, about a garden, right? And that's what Rav Huna said in yesterday's Gemara. So yesterday we said, how do we prove that? Because the Mishnah says that on the Shemitah, on Shemitah, you can build a wall in a regular manner. So our Gemara now starts the Heichal. Which wall are we talking about in that Mishnah? Ilema de Chatzer, if you think it's the courtyard. Tzrichel Meimar. Does the Mishnah really have to tell us that you can do construction on your property in the Shemitah? Of course you can, right? You can't do agricultural work, but you can build a house. You can build your Chatzer wall. We don't need a Mishnah to tell us that. That's obvious. Elalab degina. Rather, it must be that the Mishnah is teaching us that on Shemitah you can even build the wall of your garden. Now, why is the garden different? De'afal gav, even though de mechse it looks like keman de'avid netirusa lepeire, it looks like somebody who is doing netirusa is guarding the peire, the peros, the fruit. You might think that that we should prohibit it, right? Or at least make you change the way you do it because it looks like you're protecting the fruit, i.e. produce, agriculture, etc., Shemitah year. Shmamina, right? Comes the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah has to teach us, even though it might look like that, since you're simply building a wall and not working the ground, it's not a problem at all. You can build the wall in a regular way. Okay. Another Chol Hamoed Halacha. Okay, Reb Meir, Omer Reb Meir says, Roin es hanigayim batchila lahakel avelo lahachmir. All right, now what happens if somebody thinks that they have tzara'as? So they have to go to the Kohen. So now it's chalamoid. Right, you go to the Kohen. Reb Meir says they can, right, when the person first presents themselves with leprosy, I'm just going to use leprosy, even though right, tzaras is some kind of spiritual affliction on the skin, but leprosy is much simpler than saying all of that. But I mean the goyim. Somebody comes and they think they have tzaras. So they come to the Kohen. So a mayor says the Kohen can tell them it's not tzaras, they're not leprous. That they can do on Chol Hamoed. Avalola hachmir, but they can't tell them that you know they have to either wait and have to go into quarantine, or it certainly is, that they cannot do. All right, but what's interesting is, according to Rav Meir, the Kohen has the right to shut his mouth and say nothing. That's actually fascinating. Okay, the Chachamim say you don't see Negayim at all on Chol Hamoed, not to be lenient and not to be strict. Right, but it seems that the Chachamim don't think that you can just shut your mouth and be quiet. Right, if you're going to see it, the Kohen has to tell you what he saw, in which case you just avoid going to the Kohen altogether on Chol Hamoed. Okay? As an aside, I mean, what's the difference? Right, why not just proclaim the guy a leper? Right, and there the answer is that you're supposed to be happy and we don't want to cause you, not to be happy on Yontif, on Chol Hamoed, and therefore, obviously, becoming a leper and having to go into quarantine or having to become Tameh is not going to be a happy and good thing. So that's really the kind of the underlying assumption, the hesitancy that we have to proclaim somebody a Mitzora, a leper, on Chol Hamoed. Now the Gemara says as follows, Tanya Rameyer, Omer Rameyer says, Rona Senegal Nechaka Valala Hachmir. Right? Rameyer says you can look initially at Negaim to be lenient but not to be strict. Right? You can say pure, but you can't say anything else. Can't say impure, you can't say I'm not sure, nothing. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi, right, which seems to be the position of the Chacham in the Mishnah. Lo lahakel b'lo lahachmir. You do not say anything. Why? She'ima taniskak lo lahakel taniskak lo lahaf lahachmir. Right? If Rabbi Yossi says, if you are going to make a proclamation, You better have an answer, and either it's lenient or it's strict, but you don't get the choice to choose one and not the other. You don't get the choice to be quiet. So Abba Rebbe Rebbe says as follows, right? Nirin Divrei Rabbi Meir B'Muskar B'Divrei Rabbi Yossi B'Mukhlat. Now, let me just give you the terms. Muskar means literally like Lisgor Tadela, is to close the door. That's a quarantine. So when you go and we put you in Seger, in quarantine for a week, because we're not sure if this is Tzaraas or not, then the Kohen's going to look at it a week after. Rabbi Yossi, right, is Mukhlat. Mukhlat is certain leprosy. Okay? So now as follows. The Gemara says, Rabbi Udanasi, right? Rabbi says that Rabbi Meir, who says you can be lenient but not strict, that makes sense in a case where you are simply quarantined. Why? Because in that case, if you say pure, so fabulous, the guy's out. If you say nothing, he's no worse off, right, than he is now. He's already in quarantine. V'divrei Rabbi Yossi b'muchlat, but Rabbi Yossi, who says we don't look at all, that seems to be appropriate when you are certainly a mitzora. Okay, we'll get into the rationale for that position tomorrow, or certainly on Zion Amud Bey. So now, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, b'tahar, when somebody is pure. Right, Rabbi says, Rabbi thinks everybody agrees that you don't look at it. You're going to ruin this yontif. Don't bother. Behezger rishon, right? Chuli amalo pligi dechazile. Right, so the hezger rishon is that first quarantine week. Right, so then everybody says you do, because either you can get the guy out, or he stays in the exact same position that he's in. Ki pligi, where do they argue? So for that, you got to come back tomorrow. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.